It's continuing coverage of NICL volleyball on 99 The Wave. Dykena Hartford coach Diane Harms joins me now. Wolverines end up going 2-0 here at this home triangular against two ranked teams here with Grundy Center and Sumner Fredericksburg. Coach, just big picture, you come out here with two wins against two quality teams. How does it feel to, you know, come out on top, not only against two good teams, but, you know, just to do it on your home court here as well?
It's great. You know, we've had actually, I think, 9 days off, the longest stretch we've ever had. So you're never really sure how you're going to come out and how you're going to respond after being off that long. But our girls put some together some really nice plays and rallies, and we put good sequences together. We also struggled, and we found a way to push through that and regroup. And so saw a lot of positive things tonight from our girls.
Yeah, so starting with the Grundy Center match here, probably freshest on your mind anyway, 25-17 and then 25-20. Certainly a match that had its moments. You guys were down early in that first set. It was 9-7, but you were able to put together a quick turnaround, 16-10. I think there was a similar spot like that in the second set as well. But what do you think some of those keys to your team are to, you know, when they're in those situations to really come out on fire? I know you guys kind of called a timeout right there, but what's that look like for you guys? What are the keys to turning around in some of those situations?
You know, a lot of it is our communication, just that they, what their roles are, what our responsibilities are, that everyone's kind of locked in on what we're supposed to be doing. Starts with our serve, but I thought our defense was extremely scrappy tonight. We just kept a lot of balls alive and just kept giving us another opportunity, and that just speaks volume to just their discipline of keeping the court balanced and finding a way to win a lot of those longer rallies.
And then in the opener against Sumner Fredericksburg, 25-16 and 25-11, so really certainly dominated that second set, but that first set, that was interesting there for a little while, wasn't it? You guys were up 13-2. They come back to make it 13-9, but then an 8-0 run at one point makes it 22-12. So certainly still a nice win, but you can't be giving up some of those big runs. What are some of the keys to maybe overcoming some of those scenarios?
Well, you know, they're, like you said, they're all quality programs here, and the girls were trying to hit the ball, you know, in spots and stuff, and sometimes they were just trying to push it rather than hit it. You know, we made, I don't know, I think we made 6 or 7 hitting errors in a row when Sumner Fred made that run. You know, some of it's due to them putting us in the situations with serve-receive. Some of it was just with us, but it was good for them to just maintain, to work through it, and then respond. So that's, for me, is a positive step that our girls responded after some adversity tonight.
A couple players to recognize, certainly. You brought Maddie Buskol up. A nice match here against Grundy Center. 6 kills in that one. Had 3 against Sumner Fredericksburg. Unofficial numbers, of course. But, you know, she and Shannon Mormon seem to carry kind of a lot of that bulk load as far as the offense tonight. You know, what can you say about some of those key players for you?
You know, Maddie Buskol did do a nice job tonight against Grundy Center. She was kind of hitting that seam, kind of found the spot. And, you know, she was having a lot of success there and stayed with it. And good for her to see that, you know, to have that opportunity tonight and to have that success there. And she found some good spots against Sumner Fred, too. We talked to him. It's not always about power. A lot of times it's about seeing the floor and seeing what is open and just trying to put the ball where that is. And I think they're all growing in that confidence and just starting to – our defense, our back row talks to our front row, and they're just starting to come together and just make the right plays and the right decisions.
Toward the beginning of the year, you talked to me about how you really were excited about the potential for growth that this team has had. And here we are roughly at the midpoint of the season, right? How would you evaluate some of that growth, some of the biggest areas you've seen this team grow, you know, back since day one?
Well, I think tonight, you know, we pulled ourselves out and responded. Earlier in the season, when we were in these close matches, we would lose, drop them by a couple of points. And so tonight it was good to see us pull it out early enough and be able to respond and be able to come through with the 2 wins tonight.
All right, and you guys are hosting a tournament here on Saturday, so always good to get a bunch of teams here for these Saturday tournaments. What's the outlook here for this this coming weekend for your team?
Well, you know, we have, I think, 6 of the 8 teams. I don't know if the new rankings came out tonight or not, but 6 of the 8 teams here are ranked. I mean, Denver is here, number 1 in our class. Sumner Fred is back. We've got Dubuque Hempstead. Van Meter, Humboldt. I mean, we have it'll be a center point Urbana, so it should be good. You guys see a lot of different teams, a lot of different strengths that each team brings, and see how our team adjusts to what we have to take away and what we can hopefully score on the other side.
So, in other words, if you want to see good volleyball, come out here to the D&H Gym on Saturday. Coach, any final thoughts you want to share before we wrap up tonight?
Nope, I think you've covered it all.
All right, that's Diane Harms, head coach of the D&H volleyball team. We'll wrap it up when we come back.